Here now, the Polka Party. This is Dick Sinclair presenting you with the most delightful and the happiest half hour on the air. Delightful to the ear and most happy to the mood. Well, it sounds like Alvin's working on that one, but actually, I guess it was recorded in the same way, the key tones. Well, we had the beer barrel once when it was sung. Now let's have it played, perhaps the way it should be played, with the Tavern Polka Band. Thank you. we go, and that had a lot of snap to it. Thank you very much, boys. And there's one I understand that's selling well all across the country. That's called the Boombus. That's the old cadiddle hopper type of thing, you know, that is bounced up and down with the cymbals up on the top and all the rest. Stan Wallowick and the boys, and that's a new Capitol recording that sounds just great. Now let's hear from the All-Star Polka Band. I should say Farmer John's All-Star Polka Band.
In 1801, Thomas Jefferson wrote in a letter that in times of national elections, the people considered it their personal duty to elect honest men with an understanding of the duties for which they were elected. Jefferson also declared that being President of the United States was the most difficult duty to fulfill. Although those sentiments were written over 150 years ago, they're as true today as they were then. we still recognize the importance of choosing the right men in the election of our leaders. But with that privilege comes the responsibility to see that our right to vote is not ignored or misused. By assuming that responsibility, you may help to add another page of your political history. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Rosalina, I mentioned a note that I got from Japan. Actually, it was written by Airman Hood, H-O-O-D, who's up at the Oxnard Air Force Base. And he says, "Dear Dick, I've only been in California for the last 2 weeks. I just arrived from Japan, where I heard the polka party every Saturday afternoon. I wanted you to know that I enjoyed it very much." And then he goes on to say, "I notice your program is much longer here in California." Boy, this is the granddaddy of them all there, Luther. This little dandy runs for 3.5 hours every Saturday afternoon. The program that you hear overseas is only a half hour. They just take a half hour of it, and then they send it all around the world. They figure that, about 90 million people listen to the polka party, and we're very pleased to have been able to broadcast to this great group for about 5 years now. I'm tickled to death you were able to hear it in Japan, and welcome to our local audience, and we hope that you'll enjoy it for a good long time, or certainly for as long as you stay here in Southern California. Now, he wanted to hear something, he wanted to hear Under the Double Eagle. Now, I don't believe this next one is Under the Double Eagle, but it's the closest thing we have to it. Stan Wallowick and his band, and let's see whether or not this is right.
Once again, hold her tight. I know she never more would stray. Is she a million miles away? Or could this be my lucky day?
Well, now, I think that was the Double Eagle, or originally it was. This time through, they called it My Beautiful Girl, but, well, you know, that's showbiz, you know. And that was good old Whoopi John and the On the Porch Polka. Now let's hear from Frank Hermanek and the band, and if he could turn the rain on with this one, maybe he could really do us some good. They call this one the Rain Rain Polka. And there's Frank Hermannek and his band, Polka. Let's have, here we go. Yes, it sure is, and thank you, Frank. We'll be right back. Yes, sirree, and there we had Irk Zazula, played by the Six Fat Dutchman, bopping right along there. Let's have Ray Henry and his band from back east, and here's one that they call the Winding Brook Polka. Well, gang, this is Dick Sinclair saying that this wraps up our happiest musical half hour on the air for this time. Have you had fun? Sure hope so, because we're going to be around this same time next week and try to make you happy with the Polka Party. Polka Party came to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.